Praise the Lord. Amen. I would see Jesus. Praise the Lord. How many excited about Jesus today? Excited about letting others know that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals. Amen. That Jesus restores, that Jesus delivers. Amen. I'm glad that I know Jesus today. Praise God. That it is revival. Amen. Youth revival. Amen. City revival. World revival. It's revival time. Praise God. Holy Ghost. Spirit filled. Revival time. We encourage all the young people to come to the youth revival. And then Brother Bacon announced October the 22nd. We will be helping our youth as they are preparing themselves to be soul winners. We're all called to be soul winners. Yes, we want to help to equip them and to challenge them. Amen. That in spite of their youth, they can be a soul winner. Amen. Soul winners. Amen. Come in all sizes, all colors, and all shapes. Amen. You're called to be a soul winner.
All right.
Amen. I'm called to be a soul winner.
All right.
And together we're going to do all that we can to bring people to Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to preach to you today about coming to Jesus. Amen. There are people today that need to come to know Jesus. They need to come to know salvation. If you have your Bibles today, would you turn with us to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. This passage of Scripture centers around the event following the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus proclaimed to them that He was the true bread of life. John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto to me. Hallelujah. Could we pray? Brother Pastor Grissom, would you pray? Ask the Lord's blessing today. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and you may be seated today. I want to preach to you on coming to Jesus. Coming to Jesus. All men who would be saved must come to Jesus. There is no other source that we can go to. There is no one that has the power to save but He alone. For He is a Savior. Amen. And we know no other Savior apart from Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. So all men who would be saved must come to Jesus. Amen. You don't have to come to church, amen, to encounter a Jesus that is able to save. You don't have to go to a lot of different ceremonies to come to know Jesus. But you must come to Jesus if you are going to find eternal life. Because Jesus is the only source of life. Amen. In Him, amen, there is life. Jesus said, I came, amen, into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And He came to give life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. So all who come to Jesus must come as they are drawn by the Spirit. Amen. That we need the Spirit of God. Amen. Moving in order to draw men unto God. To draw men unto the Savior. The Bible says, except the Spirit draw them, that they will not be drawn. And so all who come to Jesus are drawn by the Spirit of God. And all who are drawn by the Spirit of God are accepted by the Lord into the family of God. That He said that He would in no wise cast anyone out that comes to Him. Anyone that feels the drawing, the pulling of the Holy Spirit upon their life, amen, will never be rejected. That Jesus does not reject us, but we reject Him. When He begins to pull on the heartstrings of our soul, He pulls upon our heartstring that we might be welcome in His presence, that we might be drawn to the throne of His grace. And He said, I will in no wise cast them out. No one will be rejected. No one will be turned away. No one will be discriminated against. Amen. For my God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Whom He will draw. Amen. He also desires to fill with His Spirit. Amen. No one will ever be rejected or cast out of the kingdom of God who embraces the word of the Lord and His promise of eternal life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Amen. God loves you more than you will ever know. Amen. God's love is unmeasurable. There's no way that we can describe how great the love of God is. How much that He was willing to give in order that you might have this gift of eternal life. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. He paid the price of shedding His blood upon Calvary, that we might have this precious gift that's called eternal life. And so you need not fear of being turned down. You don't need to fear rejection. You don't need to fear, amen, that God will turn you away, because He said He would not cast out anyone that came to Him, that was drawn by the Father unto Him. But He desires that you receive His Holy Spirit into your life. Amen. Jesus is the bread of life. And when we partake of this bread, He said that we would never hunger. And if we trust in His promise, that we will never thirst. Why? Because Jesus is the true bread of life. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He is that bread of life. And if we partake of this bread, amen, we will never hunger. And if we embrace His promise, we will never thirst. For the Bible says in John 7:38, He that believeth on Me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake He of the Spirit, that they that believe on Him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not yet given, for Jesus was not yet glorified. But He is our Lord today. He is our glorified Savior. We can come to Jesus today with the full assurance of faith that we shall obtain eternal life. Amen. You cannot come to Jesus, amen, without the prospect of being filled with His Spirit. You cannot come to Him in faith, amen, without being rewarded for your faith. Amen. Because He said, I will not reject you. I will not cast you out. I will not deny you. The Bible says, if we ask of our fathers anything that we have need of, that our fathers will give us that we need. If we ask for bread, they won't give us a stone. If we ask for a fish, they won't give us a serpent. Amen. Amen. Whatever we ask for, is it how much more, amen, will our Heavenly Father give us His Spirit if we ask Him? Amen. We can come to Jesus, amen, with expectancy. When you come to God, don't expect to leave empty. When you come to God, amen, you can come expecting to leave forgiven. Amen. You can come expecting your sins, amen, to be blotted out. Amen. You can expect, amen, to have a brand new life. For he that comes to Jesus Christ, amen, becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. You won't be the same again if you come to Jesus. If you come to Jesus Christ, amen, you will not leave like you came, because He's willing to give you life. He's willing to set you free. He's willing to forgive you of your trespasses, and He has promised you everlasting life. Coming to Jesus. If we can just get men to come to Jesus. If we can get them to come, amen, to the mercy seat. If we can come to the mercy seat, we can be assured that the presence of God is going to be there. Amen. God is still, amen, in the midst of His church. My Bible says that He was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Amen. That our Lord and Savior made a promise to His disciples. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." When you come to the mercy seat, you can expect the Shekinah glory of God is going to be there. Amen. It's not going to be an empty seat. It's not going to be a void of presence. But there's going to be a manifestation of the mighty God if you just come to the mercy seat. Oh, if we can just get people into the presence of God. Amen. It's easy to get people into church. All you have to do is have enchiladas and you can fill it up. It's easy to get people to come to church. Just give away raffle tickets and bicycles and jewelry and watches and such like. And you can fill up the house. Amen. Amen. Get them in by all means. But if that's all we do is fill up the house, amen, we really hadn't done anything. Amen. There's probably more people in the house of blues than there are in the house of the Lord. Amen. At any given time. Amen. The house of Ruth is usually pretty full this time of year. The house that Ruth built. It happens to be Yankee Stadium for all you non-baseball people. Amen. Well, you can draw a crowd. You can bring in, amen, the hoppers and the jumpers and anybody else you want to bring in. And you can fill the house. Hallelujah. You can have a giveaway. Amen. And you can feel the house. Well, people will come wherever there's something going on. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that Jesus was in the house. And they could not so much as come to the door because of the press. They had to tear the roof off, amen, to get in the presence of God because there was power in the house. I want you to know when there's something going on, when the power of God is in the house, amen, that there's no shortage of people that will come with expectancy to have their needs met, their souls filled with the power of Almighty God if we can just bring them to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If we can just bring them to Jesus, they can get saved. Amen. If they can just come to Jesus, amen, their needs can be met. Miracles will follow. Amen. Blind eyes will be opened. Deaf ears will be unstopped. Amen. The lame will have their ankle bones strengthened. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is the source of everything. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Three times He reiterated, amen, the resurrection of the dead. I want you to know, amen, that Jesus wants to give life. He promised life. Amen, that it's not the will of God, amen, for anyone to be lost. Amen, it's the will of God that everyone come to Jesus. And verse 40, it said, "This is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone, not just some of them, not just most of them, not just a remnant, but everyone which seeth the Son." Oh, hallelujah. It's time that people begin to see Jesus. Hallelujah. You can go to church and never see Jesus. Amen. You can go, amen, to Rome and never see Jesus. You can go, amen, to a lot of places that talk about Jesus. But until you've seen Jesus, amen, you've not looked upon the one, amen, that can save. You've not seen the one that can heal. You've not seen the one that can raise up. Amen. Let everyone, it's His will, that everyone that seeth Jesus, it's time for the world to see Jesus. Amen. They need to see Jesus in me. They need to see Jesus in you. They need to see Jesus in the church. Because except they see Jesus, they will not go away any different than they came. Hallelujah. If we go to church, amen, just to associate with people, amen, that we enjoy being associated with. Or if we go to hear those that we enjoy to hear. Or to hear the choir. Or to hear the music. Amen. We've gone for the wrong reason. But if we come to the house of God, that we might see the manifestation of the glory of God. Oh, that we might see Jesus. Oh, that we might come to Jesus. He said, bring them unto me. We need to go to Jesus today. For He, amen, can do those things that are impossible unto men. Jesus is the source. Jesus spoke to them. This was, remember, right after the feeding of the 5,000. And they had seen miracles. But they didn't see Jesus. You can experience miracles in the church. You can see signs and wonders in the church and still not see Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that He took, amen, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And He fed 5,000. But they didn't see Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's not all in the miracles. It's not all in the signs. Amen. Jesus, amen, demonstrated the power of God, but they didn't see Jesus. Amen. All they could see, amen, was fish and bread. Amen. And they satisfied. The Bible says they were all filled. Amen. They were so, amen, so busy feeling their own appetite that they couldn't see Jesus. We can become so obsessed, amen, with our jobs, with our education, amen, with our possessions, that we cannot see Jesus. We're so, amen, so narrow-minded that all we think about is what, amen, does it benefit me? What does it help me? Me, 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 that we cannot see Jesus. They were all filled. And they took up of the fragments 12 baskets full. And they still didn't see Jesus. Jesus said, you didn't come. The multitude followed Him to the other side of the lake. Amen. The Bible said, they inquired, how did you get over here? Your disciples left in a boat, but you weren't with them. You see, this is not just an ordinary man. Amen. They hadn't really seen Jesus. Can you imagine witnessing the miracles of the five, feeding the 5,000? Amen. And still not really seeing the real Jesus. They couldn't figure out how in the world Jesus got to the other side. Amen. They questioned, Lord, how is it that You came over here? And Jesus, amen, He said unto them. They asked Him, how did you get here? And Jesus didn't answer them directly. Many times they asked Jesus a question. And He refused to answer the question. Amen. But He answered the question, amen, by making another statement. He said in verse 26, when they asked Him, Rabbi, when did you come over here? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek Me, but not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Amen. The Bible talks about men whose God was their belly. Amen. They didn't follow Jesus because of the miracles. But they followed Jesus because of the loaves and the fishes. Amen. They wanted to satisfy their own, amen, selfish lust. They were just looking for another free meal. There's some people that are really not looking for Jesus. They're just looking for another handout. For a free lunch. For some personal blessing. I want you to know the kingdom of God is not about you. It's about Him. Amen. That the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. If we're more motivated to get to Mazio's than we are to get to church, there's something wrong, amen, with our motivation. If we can get more people to a chili supper than we can to a revival, there's something wrong with our direction. We look at them and we say, how could they not see Jesus? But sometimes we come to the house of God. Amen. And the Word of God is preached with anointing. Amen. The presence of God is all around us. But we can't see Jesus because our minds are distracted about other things. We're trying to balance the checkbook. We're worried about, amen, the grease in under our fingernails. We're worried about who's sitting across the aisle. Amen. We're worried about what we're going to do when church is let out. We come to the house of God, but we don't come to see Jesus. We come for three songs, a sermon, amen, and a little time at the altar, but we really don't come expecting a visitation of the Holy Ghost. It's time that we came to see Jesus. It's time that we see the man behind the miracle. Jesus said, you didn't come because of the miracle, but you came because your bellies were filled. Then he emphasized that in verse 27. And he says, labor not for the meat which perisheth. He wasn't talking about spiritual labor. He was talking about real work. Amen. How many of you are employed? Would you raise your hand? How many of you are working just for your health? How many of you are working just because you like staying busy? Most of us are working because of that paycheck at the end of the week or the end of the month. Amen. But Jesus said, I don't want you to labor for the meat which perishes. We're not supposed to be so involved in the things of this world and in raiment and meat and houses and land that we forget the real reason, amen, for the kingdom of God. Amen. The real reason, it's not about us. It's about Him. Hallelujah! The jobs that God gives us, the blessings that God bestows upon us, amen, the things that He supplies, amen, it's not about us, but it's so that we, amen, can exalt the name of Jesus Christ and promote the kingdom of God. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. So when you, amen, go to work on Monday morning, amen, I want you to be reminded, amen, why you punched the time clock. I want you to be reminded and why the Bible says, amen, that we're supposed to give our work as unto the and to your boss as unto the Lord. Because we're not laboring for the meat, amen, that we set on our table. but we're laboring for that meat. Amen. That endureth unto everlasting life. Amen. Our focus, our direction must be to bring souls to Jesus. Everything that we do, everything that we are, amen, we ought to do it. Amen. The Bible said, let that everything be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Every word and every deed. That means even our labor ought to be dedicated unto the kingdom of God. Amen. The very reason that I wake up in the morning is so that I can reflect Jesus. The very reason I go to work is so I can be a blessing in the kingdom of God. It's so people can see Jesus. It's so people can know the Savior. Amen. That's the real reason for our existence. Can somebody say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Jesus said, amen, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven. They said, Moses gave us bread from heaven. Amen. But they were talking about manna that was temporal. It fell like dew in the morning. In the afternoon, if it wasn't gathered up, amen, it dissolved. And it only met their temporal needs. And there came a day, the Bible said, that the manna ceased. Amen. Because it was a temporary blessing from God. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus said, amen, I'm not temporary. Amen. God, amen, is not giving you something that's going to pass away. Oh, God is giving you bread that's going to endure forever. Amen. That we don't have to work for something that's going, amen, to pass away. But we're laboring for some meat. Amen. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father which is in heaven. We need to be about the Master's business. We need to bring Jesus into the lives and into the homes of men and women today. Amen. They came not because of the miracles, but because of the loaves and because of the fishes. Multitudes followed Him. Amen. Because their physical needs were met. But yet they did not really see Jesus. You see, the carnal mind does not discern the things of the Spirit. God is working in this service today. But there are people even right now that no doubt, amen, do not know that Jesus is in the house. You may know every person that's sitting on the pew beside you today. You may be able to recite their name, their address. Maybe you even know their phone number. But that's not what's really important today. Who's sitting beside you? Amen. It's not the focus of why we're here today. But I want you to know there's someone in the house that wants to be your friend. And He said, I will in no wise cast out anybody that comes to Me. There's someone here today, amen, that promised to give you life. And not just life, but abundant life. He promised to fill you with His Spirit that you might be raised up in the last day. I want you to know that the Father knows those who belong to Him. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus said, all who are chosen obtain eternal life. It seems like a paradox. It seems like such a conflict. How could on the one hand many be called and few chosen, and on the other hand Jesus say, that everyone that comes to me in no wise will be cast out. Nobody will be rejected. Because we know that the Word of God is true. How can it be that Jesus doesn't reject anybody? And yet the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. It's because He knows the ones that really believe. He knows the ones that see Him and not just the loaves and the fishes. Not everyone that receives the blessings of God, amen, to really see Jesus or really hear His voice. But He said, the will of my Father is that I should lose nothing. I'm not going to lose. My desire is that everyone might be saved. Amen. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So if I'm lost, it's not Jesus' fault. If I, amen, am not chosen, it's not because He rejected me, but it's because I rejected Him. That I failed to believe His promise. That I failed to acknowledge, amen, His Word. Because His will is that I should lose nothing. Three times Jesus said, amen, that He would raise us up. And verse 40. Amen. Verse 39, excuse me, the first instance. He said, all that the Father sends me and all which He has given me, amen. He said, He has committed them unto me that I should lose nothing, but I should raise them up at the last day. And then in verse 40, amen, once again He restates the promise. And this is the will of the Father, the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not only are those that are drawn by the Spirit, amen, does He desire to raise them up, but He also said, those that see me and those that believe on me, amen, it's the will of God that I raise him up at the last day. But then, amen, He says once again in verse 44, and no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. We've got to be drawn by the presence of God. We've got to allow the Spirit to, amen, to tug upon our heart if we're going to come to God. We can't come to Him at the time of our choosing, in the place of our choosing. But when He calls, we've got to respond. Except the Spirit draw you, you cannot be drawn. Except you are invited, you cannot go to the marriage feast. But He's calling you. He's tugging upon the heartstrings. If the Spirit draws you, you can come. And He said in verse 44, and those that the Father has drawn, amen, Him will I raise up at the last day. We need to come to Jesus. We need to be drawn to His presence. We need to fall upon the mercy seat today, because it's not His will that we should perish. It's not His will that we be shut out of the kingdom. But He wants you to come. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? We invite those that would come today. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Amen. Jesus, amen, restores. Jesus liberates. If you'll come to Jesus, He will in no wise cast you out. He will in no wise refuse you today if you'll just come to Him. Amen. Don't come for any other reason except to see Jesus. Jesus.